I'm very surprised today, although I knew Jim Vance was ill. In fact, I saw him in the hospital about 10 days ago, but he got out of the hospital. And the reason it's a surprise is he was bigger than life. I mean, physically, he towered over everybody, but the man was bigger than life. And I love to sit around and talk with Vance. And, of course, one of his favorite stories was when he first came to NBC in 1969. David Brinkley was still working at NBC, and he'd go to Brinkley and say, "How can I succeed in television?" And Brinkley would say, "Be yourself." And that is the secret of Jim Vance's success. He was completely unique.
I think a lot of people also didn't realize that Vance treated everybody as if they had been lifelong friends. You know, they asked me when I came into the newsroom my thoughts about Vance, and I said, face to face, we only met twice. Mm-hmm. But both times you would have thought that you were talking to the guy that grew up right across the street from you.
Well, the thing is, if you worked with him, and I worked with him for 32 years, you had to win his approval. I am a movie reviewer of 35 years duration because I went on the air in 1980, and I reviewed a movie, and afterwards, on the air, Vance turned to me and said, "My man." And that made my career possible because I got the seal of approval. The other thing I love about Vance is he never did what the consultants told him to. They said, "Cut your hair." He grew an afro.
In fact, they told him to shave his mustache, and he said no. We had conversations about that stuff, too.
He always spoke truth to power, and he prevented things from happening at Channel 4 that might have harmed the unique nature of that station. Vance and his influence made Channel 4 totally unique. There was never another station in the country like Channel 4, and Vance is the reason.
And I've got about 20 seconds, but if you could just give us one nugget, one Vance-ism, what would it be?
Basically, my man. Also, my memories of his office, which smoke billowed out of it like a fire in a cave, Vance and George Michael in there laughing and cursing and talking about the people they hated and the people they loved, and just the bigger-than-life nature of the man.